Kum lenel ablak gemara. We're up to that mem beis amud aleph. Actually, mem aleph beis, the very last line of Masechta Zvachim. So we had the Shlokish's Chiddush and wanted to say, according to the Rachamim, you're not allowed to be mefagel with a chatzim matir. That if you're mefagel with a chatzim matir, it has no impact. And according to the Meir, it sounded like he holds that if you're mefagel with a chatzim matir, it does. Because the Shlokish says, that's not pshat of Meir at all. The Meir's pshat is only that if the first zika you had in mind, pigel, and the rest you were quiet, so al das reshoinim. But if your first zika you did not have in mind, pigel, and the second zika you did, then that's a chatzim matir, and even a Meir be made in a mefagel. So we asked a number of questions, and we gave different answers. Now, that's another question of the Shlokish.
This is Rish Lakish in Rabbi Meir's Daz.
Yes. Amed, because Rish Lakish, everybody agrees, a mefagling b'chatzi matter. The question is about Daz Hashayna. Meir's the question is about Amed, Ramurim, says, when do we say that one matana is mefagum b'damim hanitaninam is be'ech achitzen? We've learned before, according to Basil, b'di'evet, one hazar is enough. So therefore, it makes sense that one hazar is mefagum. But the blood that you're bringing in the Mizbech, which we learned, every single Zrika is Ma'akev. You need four Zrikas before it's a proper thing. For example, the 43 sprays of Yom Kippur, because the way you spray Yom Kippur is a number of sprays. You do on the Pareches, you do 8, 1 above and 7 below. And then between Bein Abadim, yeah, and you do that from the Par, which is 8, and then you do from the Dama Soyer, so that's 16 already. And then on the Pareches, you do the same thing again from the Par 8, from the Seir's 8, so there's another 16, that's 32 already. Then you do 4 on the Karnas of Mizbech, or the Inner Mizbech, so that's already 36. And you mix the two together. And you mix the two together. And then you do 7 on the side of the Mizbech. It's 43. It's all part of the Avodah. He's talking about the total Avodah. Total Avodah. Not all of them different numbers. You're going to buy in Vishal Shekipurim. The 43 in Kippur, I just gave you the Cheshbin. And the 11 of the Par Koy Mashiach, which again, 7 on the Pareches and 4 on the Karnes, so that's 11 of the Par Koy Mashiach. Pigel, if you're mefagel, Bain Bodhishainer, the first sprinklings, Bain Bishni, says clearly, even if you're only mefagel the second. Our Bain Bishlishi is Rab Meir, I'm a pigel, and Chayom the Kodesh. You, Rish Lakish, understood, Rab Meir, that the only time we say that is pigel is if the very first sprinkles were done with pigel, and the rest you didn't have anything in mind. So, Aldas Hashayna Oisa. Not because you could be mefagel with only one or two sprinkles. Here it says clearly, Bain Bishni, Bain Bishlishi. The first ones you had no thoughts at all. The last one is when in the last series you had your thoughts. And we're saying that what? That is pigel. Clearly, not like Rish Lakish. Chachamim are consistent. They hold there's no such thing as pigul b'chatzi matir. Tony, we learned, however, pigul bein b'dishoyna, bein b'shnei, bein b'shnei. Paul argues. What are we talking about?
Didn't we say you have to actively have the wrong thought, not just a neutral like?
I'm just saying. According to the Chacham, it's not pigle less. Every single step of the way, you had in mind pigle. If there are 43 sprinkles, then all 43 you had to have in mind pigle. All four stages.
According to Rashi, you have to say it each time. Not each sprinkle, each series.
They're saying, according to Rish Lakish, in Ameir, it's only the first one, and here, because the rest we say Al Das is showing Oisa, and here it seems Bein Bishni and Bein Bishlishis. But Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael comes along and tries to answer over here. Here we're talking about something else. You mefagel by the shechita. You know when he says over here that if you mefagel the shni or mefagel the shlishis, he's talking about the blood spilled out after you did the first cities. What happens is it's not different animals. The same animal that you do, you spray on the oren, you spray on the pareches, and then you mix the blood up and you spray on the karnas and mizbech, and then you spray on the sides. All one animal, same two animals, the same pairing you see it. But what happens if you spill down between, let's say, the they're spraying in the Kodesh Kodashim and they're spraying on the Pareches, you shecht another animal to be able to continue the series. So we're talking about the Shechita. When he says Bein B'Shni, Bein B'Shni, he's not talking about when you spray the second or third, whether you shecht the second animal. And if you shecht the animal, that's Mamash Apigul, because that's all you have to do with this animal is continue spraying. You don't have to spray the past. That's the same. Bein B'Shni, whether it was the second set, Bein B'Shni, whether it was the third set, if you had to, the Shechita, during the Shechita, you mefagul, therefore it's a pigul. That's what's happening here. Who's the Chomer argue? Why would anybody argue? Oh, you have to do a shchita for this animal. If it's only one matter. So what kind of chatzim matter here is? We're talking about the shchita of the second or third animal, which you had to bring up because you spilled out the blood. Then why the Chomer say there's no pigul there? Because there's only chatzim matter. No chatzim matter. From now on, that's all there is. You only shech once per animal. Amar of a man chacham and a belezer. This follows actually. Rabbi Lezer holds. He holds that even if you were comparing, equating pigul to halos chut, we did that the same thing 2 days ago. He holds that if you have a number of activities in an animal, you're not chayiv halos chut, taking it outside unless you did all the activities. And the same thing applies to pigul unless you did all the activities. And therefore, changing animals, the first animal you didn't do all the activities is not pigul. That's what Chum holds, is no pigul. So Chum is Abelezer. Where are we? He's going to invite Abelezer. Now we learn, what's the Maish Abelezer? So the Chacham here holds that if you shechted the second animal, which didn't have to be said, the second animal, that's it. There's no pigul anymore because the Chatzim Matzeh follows Abelezer, holds that you have to do all the activities the way it was originally planned. Now we learn, Hakoyim is Halavoyne, the two parts of a mincha, you have to do kmitza, you know, you scoop with your fingers, and the incense, Vahaktoides, and the Ketoides, and the Minchas Koinim, or Minchas Koyim Mashiach, the Mincha that Koyim Mashiach brings, or Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha Nesachim, Shehikri, Ma'achas, Men Kazai, Bechutz Chayv. If you were Makiv, one Kazai is outside, you're Yotze, the Mitzah of Ketoides, so you are Chayv. If you did outside, you should have done it in the Mitzah Chayv. That's the din, yeah. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, actually, Yakriv is Kulon. Even so, even though Shchita is a complete Avodah, since the Avodah is not completed with this goat alone, because you had this as the second goat, therefore, it's not, there's no pigul, it's only a chatzim matir, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is author of Aminyan. He only talks about the case where you're maktir outside part of it, but he's maktir when it comes to blood. That if you only sprayed some of the blood outside, you are chayv alos chutz. But if you only sprayed one of the once on the outside of the shalim on the mizbeach, you are chayv alos chutz. Even though you need more than one spray, and it's all up one avodah, by blood is different. Why? Because since inside. Because since if everyone is made, since if you did in the mizbech, you're supposed to spray four, you only sprayed one and then it spilled out, we say that you bring other blood and you start from where you stopped. And Belez is made, you don't start again the four sprays. If you spilled out, let's say you had a few kalim and you sprinkled the blood and some of the blood, the rest of the blood poured out. So you go back to the neck and get some more blood of the animal. Rabbi Lezer agrees with Chachamim, but you don't start again. You just continue, which means Rabbi Lezer's Maida that if the first Zikr he did is a complete Avodah. Because if he holds you need the whole Avodah, you got to start all over again, because this Keli cannot finish the Avodah and start it. Is that the Dam is different. So you can't say the author of this Braisa here is Rabbi Lezer who holds that there's a Chatzim Matir. There's no Chatzim Matir there. If you check another animal, that's the Avodah for the second animal, that's it. Now we learn Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Imri, Mimokum, Shepasig, Mishama Maschil. You continue going from where you stopped. The Tanakam holds you got to start all over again, but they hold you continue where you stopped. Elo Amar Rava says, Rava, I'll tell you, Pshat here in the Brayis is a friend for the Shlokish. The Gain is talking about Shepigel Bereshaina. This one happened. You might have a number of sets. One by the Oren between the Bein Abadim, and one is on the Pareches, and one is on the Mizbeach and the Kronos, and one is on the Tierish and Mizbeach. So what happened was the very first set, you mefagel.
A riot, a rashi here.
What?
The words of the Gemara. Kavushayin of a shosak, bishnir.
Okay, so Vashasa means, okay.
He didn't pronounce anything.
Okay, no, could be.
You could also mean he would think.
That's right. How else would you say?
No, but normally.
Well, posak, maybe. You say, we should say posak. Yeah, maybe, okay. The first set he had in mind pigul. Then Vishasak Bishni had nothing in mind in the second set of the Pareches. And then the Chazal Pigul Shlishis, then he had in mind the third one. That's what he means, Rishayna Shnei Shlishis, first and third. Oh, in this case, even though normally that made holds, we say Al Das Rishayna. But here he clearly did not rely on Das Rishayna, but in the third set, he Mefedish had in mind pigul again the wrong time. So because the first and third he had in mind the wrong time, I would have thought in the second he didn't. means that he's not al das shoyna. That means he broke it because since that's what we were thought. And since Rabbi Meir is moida that a chatzi matir is not mefagel, maybe it's not mefagel. So the Brayis tells you no, that even though the second one had nothing in mind, still al das shoyna oisir. That's what he's talking about here. Ma'at Yabar thought isagadatach al das shoyna who meder. If he's relying on the very first thought, piguli b'shishis lamuli, why does he have in mind pig on the third time around? And therefore said ayeh that he's not relying on the first thoughts. He has to have new thoughts all the time. So therefore, since the second he doesn't have any bad thoughts, it's only a chatzi matir. First and third, he thought about pigul, but the second nothing about pigul, so it shouldn't be pigul. Doesn't work that way. We said, well, they did have that he did agree to follow the whole time. So the Gemara, even on theory, makes sense, but definitely doesn't fall into the words of the Braise, because it was a Braise to say, Oibirish, and Oibishnia, Oibishlishi. It says clearly, Oibishnia. Yeah, Elam Rabashi, was it Mazar Rabashi, Midish, Shosak, Tani. We didn't say he kept quiet. It says he had people in mind, either the first or the second or the third set. Elam Rabashi, my skin, we're talking about, again, Pigul, Bereshaina, Uvishnia, Uvishlishis. He actually had an active mind to be in Fagel all three. He did the first and the second and third. And we were thought, if he did that, that means he's not relying on the first thought. So each set is like a new pigul. Is that like a chatzi matzah then? Even though lepoil in total, he was mefagul, but each set he had another thought about the pigul. So maybe we don't link the three together. It's like each one is like a chatzi matzah and it shouldn't be pigul. Since the whole word is that he relies on the first one. Why in the world did he have to have a pigul in mind every time? That maybe it's chatzi pigul. That no, it's still considered one long pigul, one long thing, and it's magum. But even a vashi pshat doesn't fit in. The Braise says, you know, bain b'rishayna, bain b'shneer, bain b'shlish, which sounded like he only had a mind pigle in one set, and I don't care which set. The way the Rashi learns, he had a mind pigle in all three sets. Doesn't fit into the words. Well, bain bain tani, he says to my face, bain bain kasha. Okay, that's a problem, a little difficulty. And when we look ready, Rashi, when he says kasha, it doesn't bother us. Okay, you have a kasha.
Good answer.
Amamah, you said before, Amir says, that you want to say, not the shlokish, the other ones want to say that made holes, you mefagel by chatzim matir. That's why the first zika, over the second or the third or the fourth, you had in mind pigle, it becomes pigle. Because according to the maid, this is not the shlokish, the other opinion. We say mefagel by chatzim matir. Okay, I understand when it comes to Karmincha. What is it? Omamar, Amir, Oimir, Pigol, Chayov, look, somebody eats it, the Chayiv Kodesh. Mehdi, Kodesh, Loim, Mechayiv. When it comes to Mechayiv, I understand that, you know, you have in mind just the Kaimitz or just the Levina, and you're considered a Mefagel. Fine. When it comes to an animal, we had a rule before, Loim, Mechayiv, not Chayiv Kodesh, Achi, Yakrivu, Komatirov. Even though you had in mind Pigol by the Shechit, and we learned before that's called Pigol, but the Pigol does not take effect until you complete all the Avaidus, until you finish the Zrikis, and then it's retroactive. That the Pigol from the time of Shchita, we learned that Kehatzoas kosher, just like pigul and kosher have to be treated the same way. Just like kosher, when are you allowed to eat the meat? Only after you've completed all the avodas, including the zikah. So too, when does pigul take effect? Only after you complete the zikah. Kehatzoas kosher, kachatzoas posel, mahatzoas kosher, achi yakrivu kol matiriv, yimakir ol matiriv, afatzoas posel, achi yakrivu kol matiriv. Now the question is, over here, kivon the kosher bay, since over here you thought, bifnim ipsula, since you thought that, let's say, that some kind of in the first zikah, let's say, or the second zikah, you thought apostle is command, and you hold that that's good enough. You would have made hold mefagel b'chatzi matis. According to you, it's a mamash like pigul. Okay, you have to wait till you finish completely spraying the blood. But you're not spraying blood anymore. Because what happens when you finish spraying the blood retroactively, the pigul was invalid, and therefore it was not blood. What were you spraying? Water. Anything after that first one, second one, is no longer the carbon. Is command loy adidami, as if he didn't spray any water. It's stam water, it's any blood. When he's spraying later on, the hechel all spraying is water. He never finished the job. So how can it be pigul? How can you have a svara of mefagel bechatzi matir since the pigul according to you takes place after the first zika, right? Or mefagel bechatzi matir, which means that the carbon is no longer a proper carbon. So what he's spraying now? Water. If you hold that a mefagli mechatzim matir, it's not the pigul does not take place till you did the very last sprinkle. So till you did the last sprinkle, it is blood. But according to you, mefagli mechatzim matir, as soon as you did the first one or even the first set, that's it. The pigul is chal. Remember, we're talking about four sets.
What's the difference between that and saying baser ishoyna?
No, totally different. But let's say you had in mind only the second, four sprinkles. If the four sprays on the mizbech, if you the first one you did all right, but the second one you had in mind pigul. So if the vodka is dasa shoyin, there's no pigul here. Because the first one was not pigul, because ein mefaglim b'chatzimata. No, so ein mefaglim b'chatzimata. But if you hold mefaglim b'chatzimata, I don't care if the first one was good. If the second one was no good, you ruined it. The question is, as soon as the second one is no good, then whatever you did afterwards, or the second, let's say, here's talking about sets. You did them, they did the Oren, then you have to do the Pereiches, then you have to do the Mizrechim. Let's say you finished, you had pigul by the Oren. When you're doing the Hechel, what are you doing? If you hold mefaglim b'chatzimata, there's no longer any maim at all. If you hold, let's say you did the Aron properly, now you did the pareches, no good. Then you never finished the karnas, because it was maim. It was no longer it's any blood. So what's going on here?
They're asking like a practical
level. Yeah, how could it ever be? Yeah. In theory, how could it ever be?
If you hold one.
So if you hold like a shlaki, that mefagel, if the first one, the tayyim made exes a kosov, that's how you mefagel. So therefore, even though we have a rule that you can, you know, you can ask me a question, but it's water, but the tayyim said, that's pigel. All I look at is the first one. I look at the first zrika, and the tayyim said, there's pigel. So obviously, the tayyim is saying, I don't care if the rest is mine. But if you learn that chatzim and matir, there's no special lima for that, so how do you know? How can it be? B'chlav. I'll tell you how mishkachas lo. Omer Rabba mishkachla. I could find, according to one old mefagel b'chatzim matir, I can find it still works. How? Babo porim. That, well, what happened was, every time before you did a set, the blood spilled out, so you had to shecht another animal. Normally it's one, it's the same porter goes through all of them in the same seir. But every time over here, you finished the Bein Abadim, the blood spilled out, you had to shecht another animal. You finished the Pereiches, you had to spill out another animal. The Karnas, another animal. Tarash, another animal. So therefore, Arba Pori with Dalat Seidim. And therefore, each one was, you did whatever could be done. You did, each Chatzimater is a full matter. Yeah. So that's how it's possible. It's only Mishkachel you can have pigle. In other words, never, really. Yeah. But the point is that, yeah, exactly. When you poured out the blood, spilled the blood, let's say you did the Oren, Bein Abadim, and now the blood spilled out. You got to shut down. You don't start again from Bein Abadim, now you go to the Pereiches, which means that each set is complete. So there's no real Chatzipigle. It's like Chatzipigle, but there's no. You did everything that you could do with that. You did everything you could do with that animal. So there's no Mayab Alma and all that. So you did all the matid of that animal. So anyone invited? Rabba said, that's a real day. Rabba said, I feel tame about echas here. Lipigule marze. That aboyim v'sholosh. That what? That if you had a mind by the shechita. We say that the rest of the dam is considered matirav. So if you did a milder zrika and you acquired the other half, as long, just like we did the shchita, it does not become pigul until you finish all the forty sprays and everything else. We don't say, oh, but you shechted it, mefagel, it's all water. We don't say that. It's the same thing by zrika itself. If the first half you had in mind pigul and the second half you didn't, we could, as long as you're quiet, you didn't have any thoughts in mind, it's considered as if a continuation. We don't, this avort of yours that's Maya Ba'alma is not true. If you did Shchita and you mafagel, and it's not, the Shchita does not, the pigul does not take effect until you actually spray it on the Mizbech. So what do we say? But since you did the Shchita as mafagel, could everybody? Everybody agrees. You did Shchita, the pigul by Shchita. Are we going to say that's Maya Ba'alma that you did? No. Because right now, you're going through all the stages you're meant to do, and you did the right thing. So what's chilek shchita, or you did the first half of the zika you had in mind, pigul. Whatever you did afterwards, is continue, if as long as you have no bad thoughts in mind, is that you're doing blood, and therefore it's proper pigul. Says the Gemara. Okay. Tell you what, right? Our boy in Vesholos, we said, start off the whole thing, it says a total of 43. But Tanya will into another Baraisa, but it's actually 47. So you have a 16, the two animals in the inner, by the Oren, you have 16, by the Kapoiris, by the Pereiches, so you have now a total of 32. Then we said you have six, you have four by the Karna, so that's 36. And then we said you have seven by the Tehera Shemesbech, that's another seven, that's 43. How do you get 47? Hokamanda Omar, this goes according to the opinion that says, Ma'arvin l'koronis, our b'raisa holds that when it comes to the koronis, there's only four. Why? Because you took the blood of the par and the blood of the seer, you mix them together. That follows the opinion of Yehuda, they don't become bottled because b'min b'minoi actually strengthen each other. But the other b'raisa holds, the Chacham will say that you don't mix the blood together because they become bottled. And therefore they hold that you did this four of the dam seer.
Two sets of four.
Two sets of four, that makes it 47. Hokamanda Omar l'koronis. Talking about Tanya, there's another b'raisa, Abayim Yishmaini, actually there's a total of 48. Where's that last one come from? That goes according to what it says, that Shirai, Ma'akin, all the leftover blood has to be poured down the shoot, and that's Ma'akin, that becomes an activity, therefore it's 48. And Hakamand, Abrai says 47 or 43, Shirai Ma'akin, not Ma'akin.
You've got all these various animals, the Shafi, the Safi. You've got all those sprays there, you're doing all the one set also, or just in Kippur? You're doing sprays of all the one set.
But they're done on different days. Shivin Parim, say within one day.
13, 12, 11, yeah.
Within that one day, you say all the sprays, or it's the Shabbos. On Shabbos, you got your Tomid and you got your Shnei Klossi, in the Sofit. You say all the sprays of those animals on the Shabbos is all one set?
Good question, I don't know. See, I don't remember. Maybe Nimrod talks about it later, I don't know. Makes a last question. It says, Bamed Varamudim. When do we say that the mincha becomes pigul by the one avodah? Let's say the kmitza, or even matan keli, you put it inside a keli with the wrong thoughts. Or behilah. Remember we learned before that there's four avodahs, and every avodah you can have pigul in mind. So therefore, each one of them is an avodah. Is an avodah that's matan. Avol boloi lahaktorim. In other words, when it comes to putting in the keli and hiluch and kmitza, that there's two avodas by a karban mincha. There's kmitza and there's kaimitz and then there's levaina. The levaina, what do you do with levaina? You just take it and you put it on the bech to roast. So there are four avodas by a mincha. Three of them, there's only one avoda. The kmitza is only shaykh to the kmitza. They're putting in the clay shadows is only shaykh to the kmitza, but to scoop down, you put in the keli. The hiluch, to walk to his bech, is only shaykh to the kmitza. You walk to his bech. So there's only one avoda. And then when it comes to the fourth one, which is putting in his bech, there you have two avodas. You have the kmitza and then you have the levoina. Both of them have to go on the mizbech. So it says here, when do we say that if you have pigul in mind by one activity? It's pigul, be kmitza, be matan keli, be hiluch. But when you're coming to the mizbeach to roast, over here you have two matidim, side the kaimitz, side the levoina. Nosen as a kaimitz v'machshava. So now that we need kol matir, right? The kol matir. So if you placed the kaimitz with the wrong machshava, but there's a levoina, the other part of the matir, which is the levoina, which you have to put on his back also before you can eat the rest of the mincha. Bishtika, you had nothing in mind. Okay, so here the first thought. The first thought was pigul, and the second thought was quiet. So you, the shlokish, hold, adas the shayna, and that's like pigul and a mare. But then the other example is, oishin nosen as a kaimiz b'shtika, you put the kaimiz first, no thought. But salvoina b'machshava, so the second thought was the pigul, and yet the mare I'm a pigul, v'chayon l'karis. Yudesh Lok, you say that the whole word of the Meir is because of Das Hashoinu. Here we see Mefeidish that the second thought was the pigle, and yet the Meir holds that it's called a pigle because it's a chatzim matter. So he holds him a faglim a chatzim matter. The Chacham on him ain't because you fagel b'chol amater. Tell me, we learned, however, es hakoim is b'shtika, es halvoy machshava, upolig, and he argues, a kashin is lokish. Ema, so the Rosh Hashlokish answer, kvar nosen es halvoy machshava. You put the kaimitz there, pigle. You put the kaimitz there, what's it? When it says over here, and you put the levoina, not you put it afterwards, you put it before, and you add the word and you already did. So in the second, when it says there, we touched nosan es hakoymiz b'shtika, the es halvoina machshava. We thought that levoina means that was the second thing you did. So and that was when you ruined it. So you're saying no, and the es halvoina you already did with machshava, the bad machshava pigul, right? So you did the levoina the pigul first, and the second one you did quietly the koymiz. So that's a shenayisa. So both cases where you did the pigle first.
When did you put the levain?
First.
Before you
normally
did it.
Supposed to
make no difference the order. It makes no difference the order. So when it says in the second half of the braise, it's a better question. So what's the chilul of the first case and the second case? It's exactly the same thing. Freddy Gmore, I have a problem with that. Chod, hainu the reisha. It's exactly the case of the reisha. Now, the only difference is which one you made first, the kaimitz or the levoina. But the principle is the same. The first one, whichever one you did with the machshava of a pigle. But because it's not a strong kasha, because you can say that that guf is the chiddush, it makes no difference whichever is first, the kaimitz or the levayna. You might have thought that kaimitz is the main activity, and therefore only by kaimitz adasa shaynois you say. But maybe levayna was the first one. You don't say the kaimitz follows the levayna, because the kaimitz is the minch itself. Levayna is something you added on. So that's why you will say only kasha, because you can answer that. Bedeichik, you can answer that. And the question was, "Kvar nosel chodah the hainu reisha." What's chilah the reisha? But oyr hotanya ve'achekach. It says clearly ve'achekach. It says here, where does it say achekach?
Rashi says brisa
fritz. Okay, so brachili, kasha. So a problem. So we brought the okay. We should have brought the rashi. Okay, you remain the kasha, and the main thing is we finish the sugya. We're starting another mishnah. But don't think it gets any easier.